You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, there's another story. There's a story that's in the news today about a couple who tragically lost their home to the Marshall Fire. They had planned on rebuilding on the site, and they got the blueprints for their new house rejected by the HOA. They were told their roof pitch didn't meet the proper standards.
Pitch, assuming that means please.
Like the angle of... I'm going to give you a ding for that.
That's what I would have said if I read that letter.
What?
The roof pitch.
Come on.
I guess that means the angle of the roof.
Aren't they essentially building the same house back? I mean, they're not...
No.
They're going to redesign it?
I don't think so. It was a new design. I mean, and why not? You're going to rebuild your house.
Get what you want.
You might as well update it, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that was a thing. The pitched roof ordeal.
Anyway, there's the reason I really like this story. I feel terrible for them, but it makes me chuckle when I see that there's an attorney who works with HOAs and was just spot on in his observation. And anyone who has ever battled an HOA knows that he's right. And I have. I've gone up against an HOA. And this guy is exactly right. He said, quote, "There is an emotional side to this and a legal side. I will tell you from years of experience, the legal sides win."
Yeah, they always will.
And it's true. I mean, you would truly be a unicorn if you went up legally against an HOA and won. They have got like ironclad.
And you know, when you buy in that community, you get the HOA documents and you sign off on them, so you got to follow them.
Without reading them.
Ever.
It's like 12 pages
Shed
or whatever,
placement.
Small print.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like agreeing to Apple stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Anyway, so I saw that and I was just like,
that's funny.
The pitch of
poor
the
people.
Roof. We were talking off the air yesterday about people that we were so glad. Like I was telling Jeremy that it came down to the, we were talking about my sprinkler system, and I was just pulling my hair out with stuff with the sprinkler systems, and these two guys came out, and they spent probably about an hour at the house going over everything, doing everything. And I told Jeremy, I said, I'm just glad that there are people who know how to crawl around under things and fix things like that.
Oh, yeah, they do the dirty work, you know?
They do the dirty work.
They really do, because you're not getting down there.
One of the guys had to crawl under this deck that the lady who had the house before us, she put this big giant deck thing on the back. But what she failed to do, the people who built the deck, they did not disconnect the sprinkler head that's way up underneath.
Okay.
And it's not like a big deck that you walk under. I mean, this guy had to get on his belly essentially and crawl up under there.
Oh, man.
And cap that sprinkler head. Now, I didn't even know it was on until just recently. I was like, oh my God, they left a working sprinkler head up underneath.
Strange.
It. Anyway, soggy. I said, I'm just glad. When the guy came out, he goes, I saw a couple scorpions under there. I was like, oh great.
Get all itchy.
So I'm just glad there are people who do that. And then I asked Gretchen, and I go, if you had to answer the question, I'm so glad there are people who blank, what would you say? And she would say, clean houses. Like, you know how your wife, Jeremy, wants
she
to
really
get a
wants
house cleaner and you refuse.
Yeah.
And we use one and, oh my God.
You guys love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Maybe what about you? You're glad there are people who what?
Well, I actually just want to give a quick shout out to my buddy, Matt. Matt, I've talked about many times on this show. He heads up all the parks for South Suburban Parks and Recreation. And occasionally they are shorthanded and he has to assist in cleaning all of the park bathrooms. And Dom, I will tell you something. I have seen pictures from this gentleman, and we have numerous good laughs over these pictures because people are absolutely disgusting, and they destroy the park bathrooms. I don't know what's going on in there, but let's just say there is stuff everywhere, and you can imagine what goes on, you know, in overnight hours and things like that. So much so that he has donned full... hazmat suits, and they essentially go into some of these restrooms with power washers to get them clean from top to bottom. They got drains in the bottom, and he just to make them clean for everybody else and the kids and everybody to come back and enjoy a day at the park. So I am so thankful for people like my good buddy Matt, who has to go and do that. Now, we did post
We are
this.
A disgusting species, aren't we?
I don't know. I can't even explain some of the things. I can't talk about it on the air, you know, of stuff that's in these restrooms. It's disgusting. Anyway, I posted this on our Facebook page, and so many people kind of had the same kind of feel. A lot of janitors got shout-outs for, like, a busy rec center. You know, you can imagine what goes on in the locker rooms and stuff like that at rec centers. Janitors at schools. People that have to deal with the porta-potties coming and cleaning those out. That's a gross job.
Yeah.
And then after all that, somebody wrote in, I think it was Kathy, kindergartner teachers. Those kids are gross. I couldn't do it. Kindergarten
truth.
Teachers.
Truth. Hashtag truth.
So it was like
I'm
poop,
really grateful
poop,
for
locker
people.
Rooms, poop, poop.
Yes.
Kindergarten teachers.
You know, and I don't want to get off down a different path or anything, but if you think about it, we talk about these jobs. Like, I'm also grateful that there are people who clean out septic systems.
Absolutely.
I've got septic on my property.
It needs to be done.
And I remember talking to a guy years ago when I lived down in Castle Rock. I had a septic system. And I remember talking to the guy who came out to pump that thing, you know, down in Castle Rock. And he talked about it. He goes, yeah, there may not be a whole lot of us. He goes, but, you know, I get paid pretty well because nobody wants to do this job.
They don't, because it's filthy. It's dirty work, you know.
And I'm like, in a way, if you think about it, we do oftentimes have the pay structure in the country upside down. Like, the people you're talking about with Matt going in and having to power wash
a
park bathroom.
Yeah.
That guy should, this is just my opinion. It's just my opinion. That guy should get paid more than a professional athlete. That's my opinion.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because professional athlete, you're doing a job that everybody would love to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good at it. You work hard. You train. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. But
you know, there's some of them are making $100 million a year, while the guy who's cleaning out toilets for the rest of us
is not, yeah.
Is not. And I'm like, it's upside down.
It really is.
You know, the people who are working with 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, God
help
them.
They definitely need a pay raise. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the pay structure, you know, sometimes is weird. You know,
it is.
Tom Cruise will make $50 million for, you know, 6 weeks of film shooting, doing something that everybody would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people who have to, you know, do the crappy jobs.
Anyone that has to get up high on a ladder should be paid a lot of money.
Yes.
I just watched a group of guys and one lady that took down a giant tree in my front yard. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And they're shimmying up there, you know, with chainsaws. And now I've got to go get all my gutters cleaned. And I'm not the biggest fan of heights. I'm going to pay somebody to go way up there, and I'm glad that they are available to get on a ladder and clean my gutters. They need to
and
be paid. They need to
along
be paid
those
well.
Lines. Think about when the power goes. Think when there's a spring snowstorm and the lines come down and everyone's out of power for a while.
Yep.
The people who have to get out in, you know, 4 degree below zero weather to go fix the power lines.
They're heroes.
They should get paid more than a shortstop for the, you know, a professional baseball
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
Because if you've gone without power for a couple of days, how important is it to you that you get your power back on versus the guy who's sitting on the bench?
Yep. Yep. 100%. I agree with you.
I want the guy who puts the power back on.
Who's probably on a ladder doing it.
On a ladder.
Or one of those bucket trucks. I'm not getting in one of those.
Sometimes we just like to throw out segments on this show just to give you something to think about. Just as you're cruising along, it's not going to take up your whole day. Spend 3 minutes thinking about it. I'm so glad there are people who blank. That you're just really thankful that there are folks out there who raise their hand and say, yes, I will do that job.
Vicky says, crime scene cleanup.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. There's somebody that's their job every day to clean that up. Well, think about like anyone in the industry of death, you know, embalming, embalmer. Yeah, all that. Yeah. Like, thank you for doing all that.
Somebody raised their hand and said, I'll do that job.
I will do that. Yeah, yeah.
Here's Aaron on the line. Aaron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Super duper.
Couldn't be better. I'm so glad there are people who what?
Join the military and become first responders.
Hear, hear,
yes.
Buddy. That's like
exactly.
The biggie. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were talking about the jobs that, you know, pay millions of dollars and stuff like that. But when it comes down to critical stuff, like if, you know, grandma falls down the stairs or something.
Somebody's going to need a paramedic there, you know.
Yeah, we don't really care, you know, who's playing point guard for our team. Suddenly,
boom,
we want first
your house is on fire. You need help. Yeah, my dad was a fire chief in the fire industry for many, mm-hmm. many years, Aaron. Yeah. Still is. So I feel you, bud. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you for saying that, Aaron. We appreciate you giving us a call.